Welcome back, everyone. This is another episode of your favorite podcast, the Samurai Summit Podcast. And, this is going to be a little more of a special week because, as everyone knows, One Piece is big in the news once again. And the person is going to join me to talk about this, just like every single week, is my friend, my co-star, the man that started this whole project, Ultimate Doe.
You fucked up. I knew it.
God damn it. I was thinking about it. I had that shit. Don't say it. Don't say the wrong one. And then I said ultimate. Like, shit.
I was just waiting. I was just like.
Dude, I was focusing so hard. Unlimited though.
Yeah, I might as well just change my name to Unlimited though.
It's your unofficial name.
But yeah, it's been good this week.
Yeah, that's good to hear.
I came up. I dropped a video a few days ago. Well, when this drops is what's Friday? Last Friday I drop it. It's pretty much my manga haul for the month of May. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, May. I needed to count the months. And yeah, it's been the biggest one. I bought like 60 plus mangas in that month.
Sheesh, yeah, then I didn't know which one you're talking about. That one. God damn. That's a lot.
But that one, of course, it counted towards the One Piece boxes.
Yeah.
Which sold quite, so we're like 45, 40 something. So, but it still counts towards just what I bought for that month, though. Even though I made like it separate as a specific video for that one, still counts towards the manga haul because pretty much is all the month. But yeah, that was pretty much the new video. Prior to that, I was going to make another video, and it was One Piece related for something that I bought when I was in Japan, and it's still brand new. I haven't opened them yet. I was like, well, that's right. I have this. Now I have the space to actually display on my bookshelf. But June came, so I'm like, okay, now I first have to do the manga haul for May before it's too late, you know, because I like to do it within the first week of the new month for the prior manga haul the month. So but like I'll do that, then I gotta work on the other one. Yeah, I'm excited because I know how they look, but I still haven't opened my, but yeah, it's pretty cool. Now you could actually buy them on the internet. I think they were obviously more expensive than me buying in Japan.
Okay,
but I might still end up doing it because I didn't get the whole collection. I was still missing some because I didn't want to go all crazy. I didn't run out of money and be like, yeah, still missing. Because we still have a few more days in Japan, so I didn't want to waste everything at once. So, but the rest I'm just gonna buy them over here, just order whatever I'm missing. Other than that, just as usual, Blue Period has gotten a little bit more, you know, than feelings.
All right, remind me which one was that one, because you've been talking about a few ones. Is that the one that has blue, the...
Yeah, the painting.
The blue painting period one.
Is a painting one. I was like, something like, oh shit, he got smacked. And then you get the feeling how like when you really work yourself so hard to be good at something, but in return, you're fucking up your health. So I was like, dude, when I was reading it, when the scene happened, I was like, dude, don't tell me he's gonna lose his eyesight because then he won't be able to paint anymore. But when you use your eyes too much, you know, you restrain it so it start hurting, you can really open them, you start getting headaches, and yeah, so that's what like shit was happening to him. So like, I feel you.
Yeah, something I can't relate to, unfortunately.
Me, it comes with like anything. When I'm really getting to something, I start like looking at everything, I start like overthinking shit. Then I start getting headaches, like, and it could be something so stupid, like simple, like why are you overthinking something like that?
You just remember to blink, that's all it is. Remember to blink.
No, that just like overthinking things that like, it makes you even get headaches, and it's just overall everything starts hurting. But yeah, welcome to the mental health podcast. I'm your main host. But yeah, other than that, just playing, you know, Burning Blood, whooping some ass.
Hell yeah. Yeah, you got whooped. That's what you want to say.
All right. So we were playing with my brother, Rhythmic, and another friend. And I whooped their asses.
Lies.
They thought they were going to fucking beat me.
It was all lies.
But it was all planned. You know, you gotta let your opponent think they're gonna beat you, so they get all excited, then you whoop their asses and they get all salty.
Dude, it's only because I forgot how to use that damn hockey.
You couldn't use it. I used my support character. It's you gotta have, you gotta plan ahead of the game.
Yeah, I was smacking the shit out of you. Then we're one hit away and we're both awakened, and it came down to who hit their move first.
It's whose characters is faster when it comes to that.
Yeah, because I could have sworn that we pressed at the same time, but yours was the one that registered.
Yeah, well, like, I was pressing it. Wait, he was transforming, like, awakening for the first time. I was already pressing it. I was like, yeah, you know, that is faster.
Yeah, because yeah, I pressed it when I started getting closer. When I pressed it, I showed your screen. I'm like, what the hell's happening? Is this some bullshit?
I was using Law, right?
Yeah, you were using Law, and I think I was at Robin.
The thing with Law, I don't need to be close.
Within the whole room?
Yeah, so that's why I was like, it doesn't matter how far I need to get close, so I just gotta press it without moving.
Mm.
So that's why I was like, right when he was awakening, I was already pressing, because I was like, by the time he tries to get closer to you, so special, it's not gonna happen. I'm already gonna activate it. So that's why I wasn't worried.
Oh, damn it. I didn't know that about Law.
That depends on the character, because some of you really have to be either right in front of the character, because he goes like straight forward, and if he's on the side, you're just gonna miss him. Some they have like a wide range, but it has to be straight, or they're like characters like Law is just all at the, even from the back, if I'm not mistaken. Same with Ace, but Ace has to be a little bit closer, because he does like flame from the bottom, so it catches whatever is touches the flame, I think.
Okay, yeah, I probably need to play more then so I can remember all the mechanics. Yeah, me too. I only have that first playthrough that I did years ago when I first bought the game, and the little plays that we've been doing.
Yeah, me too. Only with Brian, just being down and that, like, I see online how people dodge at the right time, the block, they kind of like, me happens, but it's a random.
Dude, I swear there's a delay because I'll be pressing the button for him to block it. He's not blocking for shit. On getting smacked.
See, you gotta press it like on the right time, and I think it also depends on the bar, you know, on the side for the awakening. I think it also depends on that.
No,
when you could actually dodge and move to the side or shit like that, I think it depends on that. But like I said, I'm just having to really look it up. it's a fun game.
It's definitely fun.
So I don't know, you write a text message from my brother on the group chat. We want to make a tournament. We were talking about it yesterday at the party. And
I was seeing those messages. Like, just to let you guys know, whenever we're down for the tournament.
Yeah, we were talking about it. So for the Transporters, now they have Whitebeard, Law, Luffy, Doflamingo, and Ace. If I win, I'm gonna go with Aces or Laws, because you know those are my boys.
All right, let's look this up. Transporter Snails.
I think he saw them on Amazon. It might not be like official products, but hey, just for a fun tournament, you feel me?
Okay.
Not sure if they actually took out Transpersonal like officially. No, just someone making them. I think they did. But hey, it doesn't matter. It's all for fun and games. It's all for fun. I mean, we all know I'm going to win, so... you guys should just already pitch in for the Transporter still.
Oh, I think I see these.
Yeah, they're old ones.
I see one with what's it called? Ace's design, Buggy's design. I see the Whitebeard one.
Oh yeah, there was a Buggy one too.
I see the Nami design one, the Flamingo, Luffy's. That's exactly how I expect Luffy's.
Well, yeah, you seen it in the anime. What do you mean? All of them, you see them in the anime.
Oh really?
Yeah. My favorite one would be Ace, Law. I like Don Flamingo and Whitebeard. I think those are the cool looking ones for me.
Okay. The Sanji one, you can tell, is a perv.
Oh, there's a Sanji one too?
Yeah. Oh, this is weird. Once you start scrolling like in the shopping section, if you get low enough, you just get like little kid onesies. I don't know how I feel about that. Well, because I had to type in One Piece. Because the first searches that came up, it was just for regular snails, like little cases to transport them.
Yeah, and then also One Piece is the clothing, you know, it's just a One Piece. So, yeah, sometimes when I go to Amazon, I put One Piece, I see clothing too. And I'm like, okay, One Piece anime. Or One Piece figure, whatever I'm searching. And yeah, it goes on. Unless if I'm really on an anime website. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, it is going to show One Piece instead of clothing. Well, it will show One Piece clothing, but you get me. One Piece anime clothing. Well, yeah. So this episode is going to be mainly about One Piece. That's pretty much it. We do have some little bit of reminders and some news, but we'll get to them soon. So the first one, I know. It's just a reminder, and my bitch over here will remind you. What is it?
Just a little reminder that Mob Psycho 100 Season 3 is coming out in October of this year, 2022. So make sure you add that to you guys' calendars.
And it'll be in Crunchyroll. So
hell yeah.
So you have Crunchyroll. You're already set for October. And also coming out in October, again, in Crunchyroll, we're going to be getting the Bleach New Arc.
Ooh.
Blood War or some shit like that, remember?
Okay, I really know much about Bleach, but hey, this gives me an excuse to watch it all. How many episodes is it?
They stopped like on episode 2. No, I'm sorry. Shit. Like in the 200s or 300s.
Okay, that's not that bad. I watched more.
Because I stopped on episode 260 something. And I saw that I'm like around 100 episodes behind where the anime stopped. It's like 360, 370.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good couple months watch.
Yeah, so I'm slowly catching up, like watching a few episodes here and there. I'm also watching Digimon Ghost Game just here and there because I heard some part are pretty crazy. So I'm just watching like an episode here and then continue with my other anime, and then like two episodes here, I continue because I don't want to like also binge watch Ghost Game all at once either. Because when it comes to binge watching one anime all at once, even though it's so good, I get too tired and then I just stop enjoying the anime. So that's why sometimes, all right, let's catch up with this anime now, like especially when they're like weekly releases, it makes me, you know, watch different one. I'm like, okay, another one is, we're going to talk about Ruri Dragon, which we mentioned last week. And I did mention it was either going to come out on Sunday or Monday because the release day was for the 13th. When the Shonen Jump app, we got it on the 12th, which was Sunday. I already read it.
How is it?
It's between Aliens Area and Ruri Dragon. I prefer Aliens Area for now, at least from the first chapter. Ruri Dragon's like, I don't know. It just... Right now, it's like whatever's. But towards the end, you're like, okay, we'll see how it comes out, you know, like how it goes from here. But it just felt like no one gave a fuck until later, but still, it felt like because she wakes up with
horns.
And then everyone's just like, whatever, like, oh, you have horns. Okay. And then we're like, oh, yeah, they're real, right? Cool, whatever, can I touch it? But they're like, nothing like, holy shit, she grew horns. Like, what the fuck? That's not even human. They're just like, oh, cool. Can I touch it? Can we take pictures? It's like, if I see a fucking person growing horns, I'd be like, the fuck? Like,
I mean, like you're saying, they came out from one day to another. So it's probably just like, oh, yeah, they came out just over morning, right? Yeah, wink, wink. Yeah.
Yeah, then they touched it like
cosplay.
No, but they were like, oh, why are you wearing it? Like, it's a fashion. But then they're like, oh, they're actually real. And even like that, they're still like, whatever. They're not really too surprised. They're like, oh, can I touch? Oh, yeah, can I touch it too? I'm like, touch this one. And, but yeah, even the interest, you say like, really? No one's making a big deal. But they kind of, they be like, oh, shit, they are real type of thing. But like I said, it looks like it might actually get better. Especially the ending, you'd be like, oh, okay, I guess it might have a good story. Hopefully.
So you see potential.
But not a lot. I'm expecting it to be like a badass manga. Okay. I am expecting it to be a good read. like a good Sunday read, you know, because this weekly. So
okay, so you do recommend it, you know, just for the sake of reading.
I'll say yeah, just give it a shot. Like I said, first chapter wasn't the best chapter. Like, it wasn't a good opening chapter to get someone intrigued in the manga. You know, it has probably one funny part.
No, just one.
Yeah, they try to be funny, but for now, the first one is it's cool. It probably might be better animated, I feel like, than reading.
Okay, so like some voice acting to complement the jokes?
Yeah. But we'll see on the second chapter. I think the second chapter will be better.
Okay.
But even the writing, it seems way too simple. Hmm. Like the conversation way too short. And like if I was reading the manga Yotsuba, I don't know if you ever heard about it or read it.
It doesn't really ring a bell. But
it's
tell me
pretty
what's
much
about.
A kid's manga. The story, the writing is really, really simple. That's why I bought it in Japanese when I was learning Japanese, because they said it is a good start with that one, just because it's so simple. But it's funny. That one is actually funny. It's simple, but it's funny. I also bought it in English. So I have the first volume in Japanese and in English. So you've probably seen the character. It's a little girl with green hair.
No, I don't think I've seen this one. I've seen other characters with similar, like this art style, but no, not this one.
So that one, it's funny. Like I said, the writing is simple. That's why I bought it in Japanese, because I wanted to, you know, translate, kind of like get an idea.
Yeah.
But that one felt more enjoyable than this chapter. Because this one, it's explained by a high schooler. So you expected the writing to be a little bit more their level, you know, high school talking. But for some reason, for me, even the conversation with her mom, it felt like she was, I don't know, like not really good conversation. But I don't know, it felt weird. Just give it a read and then let me know. We'll talk about it on the next week and see. Let me know what you think about it.
All right.
Probably by the next week, I'm also going to be reading chapter 2. So I might change on that, my point of view for Ruri Dragon.
Okay. Yeah, we're definitely going to keep track on this one and see how things go.
Did you read Aliens?
No, actually. I just ended up getting busy during the week. You know, I don't know if I told you, but I kind of started getting back into enjoying Call of Duty as far as gaming-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been taking up a lot of my free time and,
well,
you know,
were
playing.
You were also talking about playing Ghost Recon too, right?
Yeah, I've been playing that one too with my friend, Ghost Recon Breakpoint. And then also playing, what's it called? Burning Blood.
Yeah.
So doing that kind of took away from reading manga.
Yeah, I'm actually, this month itself, which I'm kind of disappointed in myself. You know, I had to have my little notes on, I mean my book, where I write down all the mangas that I read for the month.
Yeah,
so far only read two mangas, Mob Psycho volume 6 and Blue Period volume 5. And it's been 10 days already. I should be by at least four or five mangas last month.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same situation. Well, you remember the other mangas that I bought, like volume 2 of Time Stop Hero and Berserk? I still haven't read them. I haven't even opened them yet.
Really, you haven't read those?
Yeah, I haven't read them. I just haven't had time, and just from doing other stuff.
Yeah. Then again, I did start reading a little bit more that time I got reincarnated as a slime.
The light novel.
Yeah. So that one takes a little bit more time. And watching anime. I mean, watching, catching up with Bleach. So that's why too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got to read Time Stop Hero Volume 4, because Volume 5 comes out this month, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm reading volume 6 of Blue Period. Volume 7 comes out, I think that was the next month. And Time Stop Hero is this month, or vice versa. So they're going to be like my 3 months. Well, because they come out like every 3 months or something like that, right? The volumes.
Yes, I'm not really all that sure.
I think, at least that's how it was back in the day. And I'm pretty sure it's still the same. I did get an idea for my manga house. I do want to start like a little post something on Instagram or Twitter for people to give me recommendations of mangas to read. Ooh. And then I just choose, of course, just in case, like, if I get a bunch of replies, I'm just going to choose a few of them, like, every month. And that will be kind of like my manga haul, plus the one from my personal collection. And then just read them or get, like, read them and then give my review of the series or the volume. I think that's what I kind of want to start. That way, I also find new series that, let's say, I never heard of them before. So, like, okay, could you almost a good recommendation? Or I'd be like, this one wasn't really my type. I could see other people liking it and stuff like that. That way, I think it would be pretty fun giving other people's what, knowing what they like too. Be like, okay, people like this type of series more or this one genre. I mean, well, yeah. Moving on to the next one, we're gonna talk about Dragon Ball Super Heroes. I think it came out in Japan already, or it got leaked the movie.
But so that's why I've been getting fucking bombarded by leaks.
Yes.
Dude, so, as soon as I opened Instagram, I saw it.
You saw Gohan?
Yeah, I saw it and I've been upset ever since.
Me, aside from this one, it says Dragon Ball Super Heroes spoilers. And then you swipe, it says final warning. And then you swipe again and then you see the picture. So I saw it and then one of our friends, he said, hey, have you seen it? I was like, I don't know, you want to tell you? So I just decided to open it, screenshot it and send it to him.
Oh, you're a jerk.
To Ricardo.
Yeah.
But he has spoiled some things before, anime and non-anime related, years ago. So it's a little payback. Like,
okay.
You know, I don't do it right away. I usually wait a few years when I totally forget about it. Like, honestly, I even forgot what he was spoiled. It was probably maybe some Game of Thrones. But he has spoiled some things like years ago. But like I said, I forgot, but I just remember that he spoiled things. So that's why, it was from a movie too. So that's why I just threw it in, you know, just a little payback. So whenever you have spoiled shit for me too. So in a few years, I might, you know, throw something.
Right. And he'll probably throw something like by next week.
Before you read next week's, this week's chapter, but one people are like, hey, if this happens, boom.
Dude, I doubt it you would be me because I'm always keeping track of not even the the digital release. I usually start reading it from the people that leak it out on Wednesday.
See, you know me, I can enjoy things like that. So I'll wait.
Yeah, so if anything, I'll just end up leaking it to you.
I already saw the leaks for 1053, a few. So I could send it to you right now. I was like, which got me confused. We'll talk about it later because it has to do with the other ones. But yeah, so my boy Gohan, all I gotta say, it's gonna be good. I did say something about Piccolo on YouTube, you know, the little thumbnails.
Yeah.
I was like, if that's his transfer, because I know, you know, in the trailer you see him as orange, goldish. On the thumbnail that I saw, he looks whack.
We're still talking about Piccolo?
Huh?
Are we still talking about Piccolo?
Yeah.
Really? Him golden?
Yeah, you haven't seen the trailer?
I don't recall seeing him golden.
Yeah, it was a few months ago. He's kind of like yellowish. We even call him Shiny Piccolo. he's green color. Careful, because you might see his transformation. But like I said, I don't know if that was legit or not, because I just saw the thumbnail on YouTube. He looks too like both, like square. I don't know. I just wasn't a fan of it, at least from the thumbnail. If that one was real.
Oh, you bastards. I'm trying over here to look for the trailer and I'm seeing already clips taken from the movie.
That's why I said don't do it, because movies already, like, you could probably go to Pornhub.com and watch the movie there. You know, that's what? Where actually people put anime movies.
I might actually could. Let's see. I'm playing right now the official trailer that came out a month ago. The one from Crunchyroll Collection.
Yeah, not sure if it was that one or even before a month ago. I think it was a few months, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, he's kind of like yellowish.
Are you sure that it wouldn't just be because the fight goes into the afternoon? That his green just starts to look yellowish?
When have you seen fucking Piccolo go like that when they fight different times of the day in the anime? Hmm. It would be stupid to do it now. It's not like his skin is reflective or anything like that.
Hey, there's color theory.
Could be that he looks like normal. That. He doesn't look any appearance change, just the color. And then, like I said, I saw the little thumbnail on YouTube, but not sure that one was real. I'm still gonna wait for the English release. I mean, English though, when we get in the States. And hopefully it's because I could wait for that one, to be honest. I want you guys to see some spoilers at the end.
Well, I already saw the form. I mean, I already seen the form, so I guess it doesn't really matter. But I don't see Piccolo's form. I see one that kind of looks like it, but I think that that's just because of the afternoon. It looks like they're fighting to the afternoon.
No, because everything looks like the color just doesn't make sense. If even if it's in the afternoon, it just is totally different green color. It looks kind of like, I guess, kind of like a Mountain Dew color, yellowish, oranges, like little yellow. I can really.
That's kind of how it looks. I don't know. No, I guess I'll just wait.
I don't have anything on me right now that looks kind of. I guess maybe like this. This see, no, it looks more goldish on your end, but it looks a little bit greenish. Mm. You know, when you take a shave, it's a little bit like greenish, yellowish.
No. Will you be eating
Asian food?
You ass.
No, it's when usually you see that on babies.
Oh yeah, then yeah, no.
Yeah, like you see on babies. It's a little bit weird green, but yeah, I don't have anything. But yeah, I'm excited though. So
okay, yeah, definitely.
So I'm not sure how I feel about his. No, it's gonna be comes out in August in the States.
Oh, not that long of a wait then.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Oh, wait, or did it say, shit, I think they did have the release date. Fuck, I can't even remember. Let me actually, superhero release date, USA. Let's do it. Yeah, August 2022. August.
No said like, date specifically, but just the month, August.
Yeah, so we should be good.
All right. They probably won't release a special card for the Dragon Ball Super card game, right?
Hopefully.
What do you think?
I doubt it, but hopefully. Well, for the Broly, we did get a card, right?
Yeah, for the Broly one, we did.
Since the card game's still pretty big. I'm hoping.
Yeah, first day people, they'll give the card away.
Mm-hmm. So that was pretty much a little bit about Dragon Ball, just Gohan won't disappoint. Maybe that the animation will disappoint, but can't judge it yet until I see the whole movie. But so for now, I'm not really a big fan of it. Now, moving on to our last kind of topics, it's all about One Piece. Oda, after chapter 1053, he'll be taking a break, a whole month break to prepare for the final arc of One Piece. So people are saying it's going to be around maybe 3-4 years for the final arc to end. Me personally, I think it's going to end on 2027.
Hmm. The reason for that?
Yes, because that's the 30th anniversary of One Piece. Because One Piece came out in 1997.
Okay.
The manga. So it will make sense for him, you know, finish it in 5 years than in four. And there's still a shitload that he has to cover. He has to cover Marine Joe. He has to cover
Hellbath, the Land of the Giants.
Yeah, that one. That's what I was calling. Vegapunk, Megapunk, or something.
Oh, Dr. Vegapunk?
Yeah, that one too. He has to cover, of course, the Void History, the Final War, where the Devil Fruits came from, the meaning of D. That's the shitload that has. Oh, the ancient weapons.
Oh yeah, that too.
So, and everything it makes sense. Everything. Oh, also Brook going to see Laboon again. You know,
oh, that like, too.
So there's a lot. They has to be, of course, in the last arc because those are pretty much ending plots. If you think about it, everything will be released in that one. So I'm guessing 5 years.
Okay, yeah, because I still want to know more about Zoro's family. And also, what did it mean as to what he saw? You know, him pretty much staring at death?
I think that was just people saying, like, Oda might not even explain that. Anything? It was just kind of like a metaphor, like he saw death in front of him. Like first time he sees death in front of him. Like, oh shit, am I really gonna die? I think that was just a symbolism metaphor that he saw death close to him, like shit, I was really about to die, type of thing. But then him waking up, be like, oh shit, I survived. That's, I mean, because I think it's already too late for it.
Yeah, because it's been a couple of chapters, and also him being awake already, not making any mentions of it.
So now, just before we continue, we are going to be talking about One Piece. There's going to be spoilers from this point on.
Yeah, lots of them.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know that Oda is taking a month break. He deserves it. As someone posted on I love Twitter, man.
What do you say?
Because they're like, yeah, Oda deserves to take a whole month. He deserves it. He better get his dick sucked. I'm like, bro.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, calm down.
It's funny though. I'm like, hey, he's goated. And then I posted on Twitter too. I posted a picture of a goat just chilling, eating, you know, relaxing. I'm like, Oda taking a break before the final arc. You know, that motherfucker is goated. It's funny. You know, people say that Dragon Ball inspired him to do One Piece, right?
I think I'd heard the rumors about it. So is that actually true?
Part of it inspired him to do manga.
Okay.
Because it is his favorite manga series, Dragon Ball. But actually, when he was a kid, he saw this anime, this kid's anime, cartoon. About Vikings and pirates. That's what influenced him to making One Piece. And you do see Vikings. The giants are pretty much Vikings. Just giant Vikings, if you think about it. And then, of course, we have One Piece. And then I was reading, which I knew about it, about this one before, but I forgot about it a few days ago. That, you know, a kid had cancer. And you know, he wanted like a last wish type of thing. Not sure he did end up passing away or didn't, but he wanted to know the ending of One Piece. So Oda, of course, went and he told him the ending. I think it was a boy, I don't think it was a girl, if I'm not mistaken. And you know, when they went back inside, because I think there was no one else in the room, just Oda and him, because you know. And when they went back inside, they saw the kid crying. With a smile, and he said, "One Piece is beautiful." So, by that saying, beautiful, him crying, the One Piece itself might be more of a meaningful thing. How we always thought it would be, that's something, you know, crazy. So we might see like, oh shit, the One Piece pretty much. What everyone's saying, if it comes out to be like, oh, the whole fun times you have with your friends or whatever, you know, I'd be like, bro, really? It's all coming together. That's why everyone started laughing. I'm like, nah. Everyone has been laughing when they get to laugh too. I'm like, oh yeah, the whole point of the One Piece for you to enjoy the time with your crew. I'd be like, no, give me a different ending. I will not consider that beautiful. We all knew that. I want something like plot twist type of shit, something like no one would expect, you know?
Yeah.
Because everyone's expecting this shit. But yeah, all right, now moving on from this, it's all gonna be spoilers.
Yes, big ass spoiler territory.
Yeah,
big ass spoiler. Possibly even theories.
Yes, and before we begin, we're gonna take a quick break and then we'll be right back. We'll see you guys in a bit.
So welcome back from the break, and actually there's not gonna be nothing else after the break. So after we went on a break, we stopped recording and then we got back online to continue the second part of the podcast, but my dumbass right here Unlimited though forgot to press record for the second half, so 40 minutes of the podcast wasn't recorded. And we really didn't have time again to record what I messed up pretty much. So we just pretty much talk about the new chapter of One Piece 1052. Oh, but yeah, that was pretty much it. And just to let you guys know, next episode will be a review of Mob Psycho 100 Volume 2 for the manga club. That's going to be the second volume that we're going to be reviewing, second manga. And the character of the week, Rhythmic chose King from One Punch Man, and I chose Yamato from One Piece. And that was pretty much it. We did have some pretty good discussions about One Piece, but I do apologize, it was my fault. I forgot to press record in the second half, but hopefully you guys come back next week. And again, I'm sorry. Well, we'll see you guys on the next one. And don't forget, you know, just to follow us on our social media. Everything's going to be on the side notes, like always, on the show notes and or description, however you want to call it. And again, I apologize. Your boy, though, it's out.